This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Donald J. Trump makes it official last night. What do you think about the president's decision to seek the Republican nomination for president? And do you believe Donald Trump is the choice, or Mike Pence is right when he says there'll be better choices? What do you think? Are you thinking better choices await, or Donald Trump's the guy? Tell me what you think on What's on Your Mind. Got another half hour here of your questions, comments, and responses to that question today on the program. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. It's a toll-free telephone number. You can also call us at 271-1100. Local number there for you as well. Let's go to South Dakota. Jim's waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, we had some great calls this morning. I just couldn't put it better than some of your callers have. And I just want to emphasize, as far as regards to Mike Pence, he was a cave in Indiana. I don't know if you remember his governorship there, but there was an abortion bill that he wanted to pass, and NCAA comes in and says, "Oh, you pass this, we will withhold this national tournament." He caved right away, so that tells you all you need to know about Pence. But I just wanted to comment, watching Real America News here a week ago, and Steve Gruber's program, he's talking about how the Republican Party needs to shift to playing the game the way the Democrats have laid the field out in the rules in elections. And I couldn't hardly agree anymore with that. And, you know, it comes down to ballot harvesting and nothing illegal, but we need to change the way we play the game. They have went after all these housing units and collecting ballots where it's legal, and we just need to change our way that we do, because they're beating us, and, you know, obviously they're using a lot of fraud too, but we've got to really change how we address elections. And like the comments have been made in the past, that Democrats focus on ballots, Republicans focus on campaigns and issues, and, you know, if we're going to win going forward, we'll never win another election until we change the way we do that. So that's my comment.
What do you think would be a best practice as far as a change?
Well, you know, some of these housing units, I know Bill O'Reilly here a couple of weeks ago was talking about how in New York they've hired ballot collectors to go to all these housing units, and they collect thousands and thousands of ballots and fill them out for them. And, you know, I'm not saying we should do that, but what we're doing is not working, and it's working for them. And I'm not exactly sure how the right method is, but it depends on each state law. But they're doing something that's completely wrong, and we've got court systems that refuse to look at obvious results. 2,000 mules comes into mind. It's very obvious what happened there, and, you know, are these people paid off? Are their families threatened? What's going on? I don't know. So, you know, it's obviously the way we're doing it, it's not working. And, you know, I think the Arizona election, again, is another example. Carrie Lake, there's no way she lost that. No way she lost that race. Just can't be, you know. And thousands of voters that showed up that had their ballots, they were told that they couldn't vote because the machines weren't working. And some of them said that they had already voted the same old stuff again. And the Democrats perfected it in 2020, and, you know, now they put it into play in 2022, and it's only a select number of states, you might notice. You know, you take Florida, for example. Florida got the election process cleaned up, and look what the results were.
Yeah, Ohio. Go figure. Imagine that.
Yep. Yeah, they got the election method cleaned up. Here in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, we have clean elections. Look at the results. Overwhelming red. You know, and but the same old places, it's like, oh, no, it went blue. Well, how can there be that much difference?
Blue for decades. I mean, Jim, I keep saying, how many dead people have been voting in Las Vegas for decades, since the 30s
Absolutely.
And 40s? I mean, they wrote the book on it. The mob in Chicago, Dewey beat Truman. Whoa, wait, what? No, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Canvas those cemeteries.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Get those names. Jim, some good thoughts. Appreciate your call. Texter says, if the feds get involved to standardize elections, you know how this will work.
Exactly.
North Dakota's elections will become more like Pennsylvania, not the other way around. Yeah, I think what this takes is a good effort to compare a Florida and an Arizona as an example, and argue for best practices in the state. But this is really going to have to come from the legislatures.
Why couldn't you put a federal task force together to investigate and figure these out in these states? I mean, I don't know to what reach you want there, but if they're right, something's got to get done with this nine right before our eyes. Doesn't matter, right in the open. Here you go. We don't care. Oh, yeah, the thing broke. But we're going to take it to the other where the other guy has the thing, and then we'll count them there. We'll get back to you in about a week.
All right, back to your comments. A bunch of texts I need to get to, and calls welcome as well. 271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Better choices await. That's what Mike Pence is saying. There'll be better choices. Or is Donald Trump now the leader? And have your vote. Tell us at 271-1100, 855-200-1776. Carrie Lake has made her selection. Moments after the president made his announcement, Carrie Lake tweeted out the following. Did you see this, Kev?
I did not.
President Trump announces his 24th presidential run. He has my complete and total endorsement. She used Trump's line. He has my complete and total endorsement. I always love that because there's never enough for Trump to say, I endorse Carrie Lake. He'd have to say, she has my total and complete endorsement.
Yep.
That made it real.
There you go.
And she gave it back at him. So Carrie Lake has made her decision. You with Carrie Lake on this one? A texter says, there was a man on Rich Valdez's show last night who claims he knew Biden personally 40 years ago, said he was a crook and a criminal, also said he'd been in a house and threw his mother under the bus and his whole family clan were corrupt. We need a man like Trump who has determination, fight, and spirit to clean out the trash occupying the government now. The American people need to put all their support behind this great American. Jeremiah 5:1 says, if there be one man that will stand for justice who seeks the truth, God will stand behind him. Thanks for that call, or for that text, rather. Trump's the best choice, says another. They push him out, and I'm done with the Republican Party, period. They do not represent me, and I watch them fight against my candidate feverishly. To watch the hesitancy, even with North Dakota politicians backing him, makes me sick. Mark Levin also has had enough of this crap in this party. Appreciate that comment. Thank you very much. Let's go to a Nebraska listener next. Trump is the only one that can help this country. All right, they're stacking up on the text line here. This listener says it would be wonderful for our country for President Trump to be president again, but he will not win over any liberals since he made them pee in their pants too many times with his strong personality. This is Tom in Fergus Falls. Do we need liberals to win? I don't know that we need liberals to win. Not sure. Not exactly
sure. Well, you need the middle. You need the independents. You need a fair amount, I mean, for sure.
That's different than liberals, though. You know, that's what I'm saying. Good morning, Scott. Trump, cancel absentee ballot. absentee voting, rather. Have a great day. Thank you for that. Let's go to Hillsborough quick. Kit, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kit.
Part of the problem is the fact that the Republicans and the Democrats are actually fighting against Trump and so many of the other conservatives. And when you're watching things like the ballots being taken away to be counted in a different spot and everything else, when you try to put that to a court, the courts want nothing to do with it. Even the Supreme Court went, nah, we're going to pass on that. We have to find a way to not just go, well, this is wrong, but to prove it's wrong, and then to get somebody to actually do something. And I don't know how we do that.
Fight with a capital F and IGHT right behind it. But good points on your part, Kit. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others, welcome. 271-1100, 701-271-1100, toll-free 855-200-1776. Another segment of your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All the stations up here, they don't sign off with Texas the way they did in Sweet Home Alabama.
You may think it's too good to be true, because it sounds too good to be true, but Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, want you to know you buy a sauna. Excuse me, you buy a hot tub, you get a sauna. You get both. It's an incredible deal right now. This month only, hot spring spas and pool tables too. And you know what? Both of them are going to contribute to your wellness and making winter 2022-23 so much more enjoyable. Honestly, the colder it is, the more it snows, the more you relax in your sauna, your hot springs sauna, your hot springs hot tub, and your Finley Osana, either one of them. Get in there and just enjoy. They're in West Fargo. They're in Grand Forks. They're in Bismarck, too. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And it's true. You buy a hot tub, you get a sauna. Just can't even believe they've done this. Can't even believe it. But it's the 16th of November today, and not much time left for you to take advantage of that incredible deal. So please do it. Please do it. All right, a few more texts here and the other calls. Welcome at 271-1100. 271-1100. Toll free, 855-200-1776. Let's see here. Let's go out to Tioga. God made Trump our president for a reason. Figure it out, people. He's the only one that can get us out of this mess again. Have we had one person say there'll be better choices? The Mike Pence way, Kev? I don't remember one. In all the calls we've taken today, and just starting to plow through the text now. Phenomenal. I don't recall one that have gone that way, and the question of the day is pretty simple. Trump or a better choice? Which is it? Trump is our greatest leader, says another. Republicans have campaigned for years on what Trump did in 2015, but when they win, they never do anything. I don't trust anybody but Trump. There's that factor. He made that point last night in the speech, too. Said, I did exactly what I said I was going to do. And he did. But they had that little simple whiteboard, 40, 50 things that they'd proposed during the campaign. Checked them off one by one. A listener says, I'm guessing if you ask Kevin Cramer, he'll definitely back Trump. However, if you ask Hovind, you will not get a definite answer. I think you're going to hear any elected Republican, for the most part, the vast majority of them, correct me if I'm wrong, Kev, don't you think they're going to say, I'm supporting whoever the nominee is?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm for the nominee. Trump's the nominee, I support him. Because it's an easy way to say, I'm for Trump, but not when it's tough. Now, Kevin Cramer did support Donald Trump before he was the nominee last go-around. So that's a fair question there, but that's the tough answer.
I got my crystal ball here. You want me to tell you what's going to happen here?
I'd love to hear what you think is going to happen.
Quickly, looking in the crystal ball, Uncle Kev's crystal ball right here.
Quickly.
Okay, this is going to go through a process. We're going to have the primary. No one's going to pay attention to this till probably next summer. But then they'll get in and they'll start the process and they'll go through it. They'll all be saying the same thing of what to fix and what needs fixing, and that is the same thing that Donald Trump has said. So he will be the one that actually has done it, and so they'll all be saying the same thing. And in my opinion, he wins just on the fact that he did secure part of the border. He had all the balls rolling on energy independence. He had the balls rolling on level trade. He had the balls rolling on crime and backing law enforcement and the military. So that'll all happen. I just don't know that anybody will be able to deliver the message like he does. And if he stays on it, if he stays away from the bully tactics, he's got a solid shot. I don't know how much of the cushy middle he wins over, though. And then he's going to need some of that to get over the finish line, without question, independence.
What is the bully tactics?
As far as any tactics would be good at this point.
Let's go to Luann in Pelican Rapids. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Luann.
Yes, hello. How about this? Trump is a prophet from above, sent to earth with God's love to triumph over evil and corruption. And ULTRA stands for Until Level-Headed Trump Returns Again.
Did you write that little, I don't know what you'd call that, a poem? A riddle?
It's mine.
You wrote it?
Yep, I wrote it.
Wow. One more time, Luann.
Repeat it?
Yeah. Say it one more time.
Trump is a prophet from above, sent to earth with God's love to triumph over evil and corruption.
Interesting take. Appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And ULTRA. Stands
ULTRA
for
Mega?
Level-Headed Trump Returns Again. Yep. ULTRA. The word ULTRA stands for Level-Headed Trump Returns Again.
We embrace it.
And Nancy Pelosi and Schumer were behind that January 6th. They're the ones that set the whole thing up. They're good at cooking up stuff like that. So.
Mischief. Thank you, Luann. Appreciate the call. I'm glad you're listening out there in beautiful Pelican Rapids. Thank you so much. Texas says, I'm not saying Trump isn't the best president. The problem is the media has been against him and spread so many lies about him, it'll be extremely difficult to get him elected with how sour people are on Trump because of the left and the media. I sort of like letting them win, though. But I hear you hear that a lot. That's the closest thing to a I'm not for Trump, I'm for another choice that we've heard today. Listener says, Trump has another record. A four-year record? That he does. Trump, for me, like Ron DeSantis, his time will come. My fear is Ron DeSantis wouldn't bring out enough 2024 voters. Trump, for me, though I like Ron DeSantis, his time will come. My fear is Ron DeSantis would bring out, I did it again, Ron DeSantis would not bring out enough 2024 voters. Okay. Got that straight. Trying to get to as many of these as humanly possible here. A lot of your calls have rolled in, and I want to get your text in as well. Trump has never stopped being our leader. He's been out doing rallies and has created a social media site where his voice and thoughts continue to be heard. Saw something else along that line. Somebody said, you know, who else has emerged? Last 2 years since Biden's been president, what other Republicans have stepped up? That's a fair point, I think, Kevin. I haven't heard too much, but, you know, where are they?
Well, would you have, knowing that this was looming? I mean, I, you know.
You're saying they were afraid of Trump?
As far as the run goes, you mean?
Just basically getting out there and proving some leadership for the Republican Party, taking on Biden and taking on McConnell.
Right, there's a number
McConnell,
of them.
But,
I mean,
Pelosi and.
I mean, from Ted Cruz to Marjorie Taylor Greene to Jim Jordan to Kelly Armstrong, going on the list, but, you know, they don't have the votes. But I think the Trump metric, there's everybody going, well, okay, let's just wait and see what happens here.
It's a fascinating conversation. Ton of input today on the program. Thank you. John Hinderacher, coming up.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
The G20 group of world powers agreed to a joint message at the close of their summit in Indonesia this week, saying most members strongly condemn the war in Ukraine. But there were other views as well. Countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa that have been reluctant to do so. Russia is a member of G20. President Putin did not attend this year. NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida early Tuesday morning.
And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
John Hinderrocker, Senator of the American Experiment, joining us in just a moment. What happened in Minnesota's election? We're going to break that down a little bit today and a few other things, so look forward to that. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Wednesday today means you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. So if you love the sugar cookies, you get two of those, and go, I might have the oatmeal raisin over here. I'm going to have the chocolate chip. Whatever it is, you get to choose whatever your hunger pains are leading you towards for great cookies. Also, some of the specials today: Meatballs a Go Go, Meatballs West Main Avenue, West Fargo, along with the Stuffed Peppers. Two options there: Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29, and 45th and Fargo. Stew in Glendon. Beefy Mac on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Taco Bacon Harwood. There you go. It's some good stuff. Home cooking, always hot, ready to go. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. One thing I wanted to get to, I had some texts on my phone that I hadn't got to from folks, and this gentleman says, I dare you to read this text to your listeners. Wow, okay. Pence is a swamp creature. All right. That an answer to our question, was Mike Pence right that there's better choices out there, or now that Donald Trump has officially announced who's the better of the candidates? Plan B, better choices that Trump is promising, or Trump? They are using you to push the anti-Trump division. No, we asked a question. I would say the vast majority of the conversation today was pro-Trump, so no worries there. Trump and people like Carrie Lake are the new leaders of the Conservative Party. The Republican Party is dead. Republicans and Democrats have been the Union Party for many years. Need to wake up. Open your eyes. Quit thinking with their hearts. Start thinking with their head, common sense, and gut. They denied the election in 2016 for 4 to 6 years, and yet somehow in the last 5 years, we as conservatives are the party of election deniers. See what the media does? They commit riots, murders, burnings, and yet somehow the conservative patriots are the party of violence and death and destruction. You're absolutely right about how the media twists things, to this listener, which is nothing new. The conservative media needs to start being tougher, saying it like it is instead of riding the fence and being a nice guy. This is my favorite text of the day. Scott, I found you. I'm on Dickinson. Flag comes in at about 70% here. Any suggestions for old school listening in cowboy country? Is it fun to help an old schooler listening in cowboy country download the app and get us 24/7? You bet. Appreciate that message more than you'll know, and thank you for it very much. Last text on my phone here on this topic. Hey, Trump did a fantastic job for 4 years. America first. We just need him to keep cleaning up this country. There you go. A lot of great reaction to last night's news. And we have a lot of time to talk about this before we get to the point of crowning a Republican nominee to take on, we assume, Joe Biden. Our friend John Hindrocker from the Center of the American Experiment is here. North Dakota think tank, Minnesota think tank, and leading for the conservative cause in places all across the USA. John, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Glad to be with you.
Glad to catch up with you as well. Let's talk first to Minnesota election night. I was really surprised. Mainly, I guess, we talked before the election about the poll results and what we were thinking would happen there. And it was a bust in Minnesota. What do you think happened?
It was a total bust. One of the interesting things about this cycle, Scott, you know, we conservatives were optimistic based on the poll data that we were seeing. And over the last few cycles, we've gotten used to the idea that the polls, with just one or two exceptions, will understate Republican support. So our experience has been if the polls are close, the Republican is going to win. And based on that mindset, you know, we were looking at some close polls here and polls that actually had for example, Scott Jensen ahead in the gubernatorial race, and I was very optimistic. But it turned out that this cycle, apparently some of the pollsters have improved their methods, and the polls were not, in general, understating Republican performance. In some cases, they were overstating Republican performance. And what we saw in Minnesota, if you're a conservative, was a wipeout. We saw all of the constitutional offices go to Democrats, starting with Tim Walz being reelected. Scott, that is 30 consecutive statewide elections the Democrats have won in Minnesota going back to 2006. 30 in a row. That is pretty tough if you are a Republican. And then, of course, the other thing that happened is that the Republicans had been controlling the Senate by a couple of votes. Thought they were in a good position to at least hold and probably expand that lead. Instead, the Democrats took control of the Minnesota Senate by a single vote, and the Republican leaders in the Minnesota House were absolutely convinced they were going to take the majority, absolutely convinced, and they didn't. So we've now got a Democratic governor, Democratic House, Democratic Senate. And we're going to try to bar the door and see what comes out of St. Paul over the next couple of years.
So, you know, how do you reverse that? What's the way forward?
Well, I mean, the path forward is to do everything we can to fight bad ideas. And as you know, Scott, that's what American Experiment does all the time. And so as legislation begins to take shape in St. Paul, the session will start in January. We're going to be leading the effort on the part of conservatives in Minnesota to alert the public to what's actually in the bills that are going to be proposed. I think there's going to be some pretty shocking stuff. And to lead the effort to drive enough public opposition to those bills, then hopefully some of them get killed. And if they don't get killed, there's two possibilities, Scott. Either you got to kill the legislation before it passes, or if it passes, you've got to help the public to understand the bad impact that it's having so that the party that passes the bad legislation pays a price the next time around. And that's probably the position that we're going to be in here in Minnesota.
Hold them accountable. But it seems as though even with the, you know, look at Minnesota, inflation, obviously crime, you know, a lot of those metrics that you hear about in major metropolitan areas are there in Minnesota. So, you know, the argument was there. I mean, the case
the argument was there. We had the best issues complex we're ever going to see for conservative candidates, Republican candidates. I think in Minnesota, Scott, as in many places around the country, there were two things that killed us. One was abortion. I thought the Democrats were wasting their money when they spent millions and millions of dollars all summer long pounding away against Scott Jensen and other Republicans 100% on the issue of abortion. And I think I was wrong about that. I think abortion caused a lot of suburban voters, especially women, to turn out and vote Democrat. And the other thing that I think was a negative was Donald Trump. I thought the Democrats were crazy when they tried to make the election not about Joe Biden, the sitting president, but about Donald Trump, who's not in the office and not on the ballot. I said, well, you can't do that. You can't make the election about somebody that's not even running or in office. You know, the midterm election is normally a referendum on the president, and the president, Joe Biden, is very unpopular. But I think to a considerable degree, with all the yammering about our democracy and so on, I think to a considerable degree, the Democrats succeeded in making this election in considerable part about Trump. And Trump is very unpopular in many places. He's certainly very unpopular, as we saw in 2020. He's very unpopular in Minnesota. And I think those two factors, abortion and dragging Donald Trump into the picture, which, of course, he collaborated with the Democrats on that to a great degree. I think those were the factors that unfortunately overrode issues like crime and inflation, illegal immigration, the terrible state of Minnesota schools. It's very sad, Scott, that those very real issues got kind of mislaid by so many voters.
By the way, interesting contrast. Probably explains why North Dakota had a red wave, a red tsunami, really, on election night, and Minnesota had a bust. Donald Trump is, you know, there were a lot of Republican voters, candidates rather, that were mid-60s, 70% on election night, and I bet Donald Trump's at 60. I bet he's at 60. I know sometimes he's dipped down into the 50s, but I bet he's at 60s. Another interesting contrast between Minnesota and North Dakota. When we last talked, you were at the David Horowitz Restoration Weekend, which was jam-packed with all kinds of great conservatives, and you moderated a panel on that and shared a theory on rays of hope. We could use a little of that. Tell our listeners what rays of hope you see out there.
So I got to start. I think I can say this on the radio, Scott. I started that panel by saying that in the agenda for the Restoration Weekend, the title of this panel is What Happened? You know, looking at the midterm election results. And I said that having now seen the results on Tuesday, we've renamed this panel. The title is now What the Hell Happened? Because, you know, the results were not what we conservatives were looking for. So obviously it was disappointing. But there are rays of hope. I mean, for one thing, they're still counting votes in the last races, but it seems clear now that the Republicans have taken control of the House of Representatives. And that's a huge deal. Even if it's only by a few votes, which it will be, the Speaker of the House really controls the House in a way that nobody controls the Senate. And hopefully, with even very slim Republican control of the House, the Democrats are not going to be able to pass any more $2 trillion unfunded giveaway programs or any of the other crazy legislation that they would love to pass.
Hold that thought,
we're
John.
Hanging on by our fingernails, hoping that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema would continue to vote no on ending the filibuster.
This is a very good point, by the way, and we're going to pick this up after the break. But you're exactly right. I mean, the Senate was always iffy as whether they were going to take it anyway. And, you know, yes, they'll take the House. Well, they took the House, so that is going to stop a lot of bad stuff. More coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, Freedom Matters USA Studios. One more segment to go on What's on Your Mind for a Wednesday, brought to you by MyPillow. And the great deal that's on right now is the biggest bed sheet sale ever. The Giza Dream Sheets that are dreamy to sleep on, as low as $29.99 with the promo code Scott. That's right. So remember that deal, $29.99, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Back talking about the rays of hope with John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. So great point on the on control of the House and the difference that makes. What's next?
Scott, we actually did very well, as we Republicans did very well in most demographics. For example, Republicans carried every age group over 30. That's the good news. Bad news is we got absolutely slaughtered among young people, but that tells us where we got to focus. And one thing a lot of people didn't notice, Scott, is that 2 years ago, of course, the Democrats went all in for mail-in voting and so on. That worked well for them. But the universities were pretty much shut down 2 years ago due to COVID. So the Democrats couldn't do some of the things they like to do with young people. Well, this year they were back in business, and they ran major voter registration drives on campuses all across the country, registering kids as Democrats. And then they ran buses to the polls, and often they'd serve pizza and sometimes beer. And, you know, they bused thousands and thousands of kids that they'd registered to the polls. And so, you know, we've got to figure out ways to counter those kinds of strategies. But the good news is, over the age of 30, Republicans carried every demographic. And as part of that, Republicans actually drew about 5 million more votes than Democrats. So, yes, it was a very tough election in terms of the ultimate results, but it's not the case that voters across the country are just repudiating conservative ideas. In fact, Republicans got about 5 million more votes in total than Democrats did. And one reason for that is that Republicans are, in fact, doing better with minorities. This is something, Scott, you and I have been talking about for a long time, as others have as well. And it's happening. So in this election, about 40% of the Hispanic vote went to the GOP. Now, you know, Hispanics are a very diverse group, different nationalities, geographically very diverse, and there's a lot of variation. But when you net all of that out, about 40% of the Hispanic vote went to Republicans, and that's a definite step forward. Similarly, about 40% of the Asian vote went Republican. That's a growing percentage as well, an increasingly important segment of the electorate. And about 13 to 14% of the black vote went Republican. That's still small, but it's bigger than it has been. So the GOP is, in fact, making inroads among minorities. And then the last thing I would mention, Scott, is the gender gap. You know, you and I are old enough to remember when reporters started talking about the gender gap, whatever that was. And it was always about how, oh, women don't like Republicans. Women aren't voting Republican. Yeah, well, the real gender gap goes the other way. And so in this election cycle, Democrats won women voters by 6 points. Well, that's pretty good, right? But Republicans won men by 14 points. I mean, Scott, that is huge. Democrats are having a really tough time getting men to vote for them for reasons that I think are, frankly, pretty obvious. So when you sift through the data, Scott, obviously a highly disappointing election nationwide, but with some significant positives that we conservatives can build on.
Yeah, it's still a head scratcher to me because those are incredible metrics that you've run down there, and yet it was not as good a night as it was forecasted to be. Still a bit of a head scratcher, isn't it?
You know, we got to focus on young people. We got to do much better there, and we got to get more men to vote. Right. If you win men by 14%, they win women by 6%. Why didn't we win the election? Right. Well, too many men didn't turn out to vote. So I think the good news, Scott, is we know where we got to focus. We know we have our work cut out for us, but these are areas where we can improve.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about some test scores recently from Minnesota in our last topic, because our Minnesota listeners need to know. You know, this is a weak point in Minnesota right now. What's going on there,
Scott? The public schools in Minnesota are very poor. Minnesotans for years have had this illusion that we have these excellent public schools. We do not. They are not good, and we're seeing this in all of the test numbers that are now coming out. And one of them, Scott, that I think is shocking: only 36% of Minnesota 11th graders can do math at grade level. 64%, two-thirds of the 11th graders, high school juniors in Minnesota, can't do math at grade level. And grade level's not very high either, Scott, right? You know, our public schools are failing our kids, not just the minority kids in the inner cities. We all know about that. But they're failing Minnesota kids across the board. Only about half of Minnesota young people can read adequately. If you can't read, Scott, I don't know what the heck you're going to succeed at. This is a huge problem, and it's something that Minnesotans really need to address.
By the way, John's Rays of Hope column is at powerlineblog.com, so you can read the whole thing in a little more detail there. But we could all use a little ray of hope right now. Could use a little bit of a boost of optimism, given what we've been watching here the last few days. And really, it's amazing. You'd step back a little bit and say, okay, we got the House. No more is our Speaker, Pelosi. And as you say, some things obviously to work on as well. So there's plenty of things to be positive about. John Hinderaker, Senator of the American Experiment. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Great to be with you, Scott. Bye-bye.
And we're out of time for a busy day. A lot of great input from all of you. Thanks so much. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, President Trump has spoken. And now Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Will you support Trump again? Or DeSantis? Newsmax wants to know what you think. To vote in the Newsmax national poll, just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text RALLY to 39747. It's your chance to let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks really tough questions. If you haven't seen Rob Schmidt, check him out tonight. Millions are like me. They're making the switch to Newsmax. And don't forget to vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You're going to love Newsmax.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.